Let us all say silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar, lesson hymn number 10. Hymn number 10. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. Tonight, we will discuss Psalms number 115. Psalms number 115. As we have mentioned earlier, Psalms number 113 to 118, it is known as the Hallel or the Egyptian Hallel. And then Psalms 111 to Psalms 112, it acts as introduction to this Hallel or the Egyptian Hallel. The Hallel or Egyptian Hallel, it is the Jewish prayer. It is read or sung in Jewish worship at the great religious festival as an act of praise and thanksgiving. Psalms 113 to 118, the Egyptian Hallel, it is especially associated with the Passover. At the Feast of Passover, when they hold the Passover, Psalms 113 and 114 were sung before the Passover meal. And Psalms 115 to 118 were sung after the meal. Later, they will sing Psalms 136. That is the last song in this group they call the Great Hallel. Therefore, today we will discuss this Psalms number 115. Psalms number 115, let us read through these Psalms first. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, because of your loving kindness, because of your truth. Why should the nations say, where now is their God? But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouth, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have noses, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk. They cannot make a sound with their throat. Those who make them will become like them, everyone who trusts in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us.
He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, the small together with the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. The heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But as for us, we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. Praise the Lord. So this is Psalms 115. These Psalms, it was composed as a liturgy, a worship of praise for the temple worship. It may have been written for use at the dedication of the second temple when Israel was beginning to revive after the disruption of the exile. Therefore, it is very possible that this psalm was composed as a worship of praise for the temple worship. It may have been written for use at the dedication of the second temple. That is to say, Zerubbabel's temple, as recorded in the book of Ezra, when Israel was beginning to revive after the return from exile. So, this psalm, it is a praise of the Lord, the one true God, for his love and faithfulness toward his people. So, this psalm, it is a praise of the Lord, the one true God, for his love and faithfulness toward his people. It also serves to urge God's people to trust and worship the Lord alone, reminding them that he alone is worthy of their deepest loyalty. So, this is the purpose of this psalm. Let us go through this psalm. This psalm can be divided into five parts. We are able to see the song. It involves exchanging between the people and the temple personnel. So, this song, it involves the exchange between the people and the temple personnel. The people would speak and sing, and then followed by the Levitical choir leader and the choir. After that, the people again spoke or sing, and then the priest. After that, followed by the people again. So this song, it involves exchange between the people and the temple personnel. Okay, let us see the first one, the first part. Verses 1 to 8. Here, the praise of God's love and faithfulness toward his people. The praise of God's love and faithfulness toward his people, which silences the taunts of the nation. It silenced the taunts of the nation. Let's see. Verse 1. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, because of your loving kindness, because of your truth or faithfulness. So here, the people, the revived people, those who return, if this psalm is written for that purpose. So the people spoke, they sing, they say, not to us, O Lord, not to us. That is to say, Israel's existence and now her revival, it is not her own achievement. Israel's existence and now her revival is not her own achievement. So they say, not to us, O Lord, not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. It is God, God who works. It is this God, because of his loving kindness and faithfulness, that Israel is blessed. So in this verse 1, we are able to see this. And then verse 2, the nations, they're torn. Why should the nation say, where now is their God? The taunt of the nations, especially when Israel experienced many things like natural disasters, crushed by enemies, especially when Judah is destroyed and the temple of God also destroyed. So many times in the history of God's people Israel, we can see whenever things happen to the nation of Israel, Judah, we can see the nations will taunt. Then they will say, where now is their God? So why? Why should the nations say, where now is their God? Verse 3, but our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. So here, God is the God who sits and throne. Our God is in the heavens. He sits and throne. He is the sovereign God, Almighty God. And then he sits and throne in the heavens. And he does whatever he pleases. That is to say, if Israel is destroyed or whatever happened to Israel, it is God's doing. God allow it to happen. God has his purpose. It is not his failure. It is not God's failure or God's inability to act, to protect, to preserve. God has his purpose. Why allow certain things, or he did certain things especially for his people? It is most of the time to chastise, discipline, to give a future, a hope. It is for the good of his people. So we are able to see if Israel is destroyed, it is God's doing. It is not his failure or inability to act, nor it is the achievement of the idols or the gods of the nations. And when Israel is revived, that is also God's doing, and no other God can oppose him. This God is sovereign. So he does whatever he pleases according to his plan, his purpose. The idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hand. They have mouth, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have noses, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk. They cannot make a sound with their throat. Those who make them will become like them, everyone who trusts in them. Therefore, we are able to see here the gods of the nations. Whatever glory and power the gods of the nation are thought to have, they are mere figments of human imagination. They are utterly worthless. They are powerless and ineffective. Therefore, it is hopeless to serve such gods. For more detailed account, we can actually refer to Isaiah 44. Verse 9 to 20. We can refer to Isaiah 44, verse 9 to 20. So here we can see the gods of the nations. The God of the nation, they are, that is to say, powerless or ineffective. It is hopeless to serve such God. Those who make them will become like them. Everyone who trusts in them. So it is in vain. Not beneficial. Let us see. So here, verses 1 to 8, praise of God's love and faithfulness towards his people, which silences the taunts of the nation. Now let's see the next part, verses 9 to 11. So the people spoke and sang. So verses 9 to 11, we are able to see now the Levitical choir leader spoke and sang. And then followed by the Levitical choir. So verse 9 to 11, it is the call to trust in the Lord and not in idols. It is a calling to trust in the Lord and not in idols. So we are able to see, possibly, the Levitical choir leader spoke. So verse 9, O Israel, trust in the Lord. So there's this calling upon Israel to trust in the Lord. O house of Aaron, that is to say, the priest, the priestly line and family. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. So you who fear the Lord, those who fear the Lord, possibly also include the proselyte, those convert. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. So the Levitical choir leader will sing, Oh Israel, trust in the Lord. And then the Levitical choir will say or sing, He is their help and their shield. Oh house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. So the Levitical choir leader will sing this, and then He is their help and their shield, sung by the choir. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. So spoken, sung by the Levitical choir leader. And then the choir will sing, He is their help and their shield. So, O Israel, trust in the Lord. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. Why? Because God is their help and their shield. God is their help and their shield. So verses 9 to 11, the call to trust in the Lord and not in idols. Let's continue the next part. Verse 12 and 13. Verse 12 and 13. Here, the people's confession of trust. Now the people, they sing. The people's confession of trust. The confidence that God indeed bless his people, and pray that God continue to do so, to continue to bless. Let's see verse 12 and 13. The Lord has been mindful, or the Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, the small together with the great. So here, the people, the confession of trust, the confidence that God indeed bless his people, and pray that God continue to bless. Let's see the next part, verse 14, 15. So, this is followed by the blessing of the priests. The blessing of the priests. So, the priestly blessing. So, the priests then bless and say, May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. So here, verse 14, 15, the priestly blessing. So may the Lord give you increase, you and your children. So the blessings to come upon you and your children, your posterity, your descendant. So may the Lord bless you with increase. So this increase can be in numbers. In numbers, their posterity, their descendant. It can be in also terms of may the Lord bless them with health, with wealth, and also with strength. So may the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed of the Lord, maker of the heaven and earth. So, or may they be blessed by the Lord who is the maker of heaven and earth. So here we can see the priestly blessing. So it is followed by again the singing of the people. Verse 16 to 18. The people's concluding doxology. So here, this conclusion sung by the people, it is in response to God's blessing, like verses 12 to 15. The Lord has blessed, and then how the priests also bless. So in response to God's blessing, the people sung of their renewed dedication to bless the Lord. So we will bless God forever. So in response to God's blessing, so the people sung of their renewed dedication to bless the Lord. They say, we will bless God forever. Let's see verse 16. The heavens are the heavens of the Lord. but the earth he has given to the sons of men. So the heavens are the heavens of the Lord. This is the place where God dwells and also rule. But the earth he has given to the sons of men. So here, the divinely appointed place for man, where man live under God's rule and care and enjoy his abundant blessing. But the earth he has given to the sons of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. So the dead no longer live in the earth, but have descended to the silent realm below, where blessing no longer enjoy and hence praise is absent. So for those who are dead, they descended to the silent realm. So there, no praises is given. Therefore, as long as they live, as long as they live, verse 18, but as for us, we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. So here we can see how the people sung of their renewed dedication to bless the Lord. But as for us, we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this is Psalms number 115. It is a psalm to praise the Lord, the one true God, for his love and faithfulness. Also serve to urge the people to trust and worship the Lord alone, reminding them that he alone is worthy of their deepest loyalty. So this is same to us today. Let us continue to praise the Lord. He's the only one true God. We praise him, thank him for his love, faithfulness, his salvation, all his blessing. And to remind the Lord, we should worship him alone. And then he is worthy of our deepest loyalty. We praise the Lord. Let us pray together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hadi kita kata 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 kata
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord, our family, author, and seer tonight. Peace be to all. Amen.